Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 2, text 34. Translation. O Lord, during the time of maintenance, you manifest several incarnations, all with transcendental bodies, beyond the material modes of nature. When you appear in this way, you bestow all good fortune upon the living entities by teaching them to perform Vedic activities, such as ritualistic ceremonies. This is like the perfection of life. This is the kirtan. We're just reading all this to come to the point of joining them across the street. Anyway, the demigods go on. The Lord comes to teach Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, mystic yoga, austerities, penances, and ultimately samadhi, ecstatic absorption in thoughts of you. Thus you are worshipped by the Vedic principles. Report by Srila Prabhupada. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 18.3, Yajna Dhana Tapa Karmana Yajam, the Vedic ritualistic ceremonies, charity, austerity, and all such prescribed duties are never to be given up. Yajna Dhanam Tavascheva Palanani Manishanam. 18.5. Even one who is very much advanced in spiritual realization must still execute the Vedic principles. Even in the lowest stage, the karmis are advised to work for the sake of the Lord. Yagyartam kamanon yatra lokayam karmabandhanam. Work done as a sacrifice for Vishnu has to be performed. Otherwise, work binds one to the material world. The words yagyarta karmana indicate that while performing all kinds of duties, one should remember that these duties should be performed to satisfy the Supreme Lord, sukarmana tamabhyarjya. According to Vedic principles, there must be divisions of human society, chaturvarnyam maya shrishtam. There should be brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and shudras, and everyone should learn to worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, tamabhyarjya. This is real human society, and without this system, we are left with animal society. The modern activities of human society are described in the Srimad Bhagavatam as the activities of gokara, cows and asses, saeva gokara. Everyone is acting in a bodily concept of life, involving society, friendship, and love, for the improvement of economic and political conditions, and thus all activities are enacted in ignorance. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, therefore, comes to teach us how to act according to the Vedic principles. In this age of Kali, the Supreme Personality of Godhead appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and preached that in this age, the Vedic activities cannot be systematically performed because people are so fallen. He gave the recommendation from the Shastras, Hari Nam, Hari Nam, Hari Nam Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nisteva Nisteva, Gatiranyata, not by Swadhyaya, not by Tapa, not by Hari Nam. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is a chanting of the holy name. There is no other way. There is no other way. There is no other way. The Krishna Consciousness Movement is therefore teaching people all over the world how to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Yeah, that's it. And this has proved very effective in all places at all times. The Supreme Personality of God, it appears in order to teach us Vedic principles intended for understanding Him. Vedashcha saver aham eva vedya. We should always know that when Krishna and Lord Chaitanya appeared, they appeared in Shuddha Sattva bodies. One should not mistake the body of Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be a material body like ours. For Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as needed for the benefit of the entire human society. Out of causeless mercy, the Lord appears in different ages in His original Shuddha Sattva, transcendental body, to elevate human society to the spiritual platform upon which they can truly benefit. Unfortunately, Modern politicians and other leaders stress the bodily comforts of life, and concentrate on the activities of this ism and that ism, which they describe in different kinds of flowery language. Essentially, such activities are the activities of animals. We should learn how to act from Bhagavad Gita, which explains everything for human understanding. Thus, we can become happy even in the age of Kali. So Prabhupada closes the purport with a beautiful ray of sunshine shining into the dark core of our heart. Thus, we can become happy even in this age of Kali. This is the Madhuram Samapaya, closing on a sweet note. First, Prabhupada is explaining, this is Garbha Stuti. Explain introduction. It's Garbha Stuti, the prayers of the demigods to Krishna in the womb, David. So they're glorifying Krishna in so many ways. So in this verse, they're explaining how that Krishna can be attained. He comes himself, that he comes himself, Vishuddha Sattvam. He comes in a spiritual body, and he comes to enact his lila for his own purposes. But he does many things when Krishna comes. With one action, he accomplishes many purposes. So he comes to teach. Teach what? Teach who? Teach whom? He teaches us, the conditioned souls, who are living, as Prabhupada said, living like just like cats and dogs, living like cows and asses. We're living just like animals. Ahara nijun maitun bhayam. We're eating, sleeping, mating, defending. So Krishna feels sympathy. He feels compassion, karuna. And he comes and he teaches, listen, you should act like this. This prayas, this temporary activity that you're engaged in for gratifying your body, enjoying your body, it's a waste of time. It is a waste of time. Shrava eva yukevalam. Your shrama. He says, shrama eva. You're just wasting your time. But you should act like this, right? Shreyas and Prayas. Shreyas means engage in activities for your long-range benefit. So Krishna comes and he shows himself. Krishna comes, he's so compassionate, he says, look, see, I've come into this world. My name is Vishrambar Mishra. I've appeared in your land, in Bengal, in India, in a Brahmin family, Mishra, on the banks of the Ganga in Mayapur. And I've come to show you the way, how to act in Grihastha Dharma, how to be a Grihastha, how to take care of your mother and your father, and then ultimately how to be a very proper person, how to go to work for your family, to travel if necessary, to make sufficient money to support your wife and mother. He had no children. So he went all the way to East Bengal, which is the equivalent of you going to Saudi Arabia, as you do sometimes. You go to Dubai or Saudi Arabia or somewhere a little bit outside of India. So East Bengal was a little bit outside of India, outside of West Bengal, practically the same. But that was considered a foreign country. The Lord Chaitanya had gone to a foreign country to execute his Grihastha Dharma, to make money. By teaching, he's a Brahmin, he taught Sanskrit, he opened one toll there, one Vidyalaya. He raised money, sufficient money, then he returned to his household life. And every day he went to Ganga, he did Ganga Puja, he took his snan, samadhamastapa shantya, right? Clean, he was very clean. And anyone who came to his house for charity, because Grihastha, he has to purify his life by giving charity, by swadhyaya, by puja, by Vaishnava seva, atiti seva, serving guests, but also giving dan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it's explained that anybody that came to his house, any beggar, any atiti, any mendicant, any poor person, any deformed person, anyone, when they went to his house, they went away smiling. They went away happy. They were satisfied. They received cloth, they received money, they received food, gold, whatever they required. Whatever they asked for, they were given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, he taught us how to act. Yad yad acharati shrestas. Tatadevitarojana, sayat pramanam kurute, lokastadunavartate. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is teaching how to act as a Kshatriya. Oh, Arjuna, you're a Kshatriya, you're a warrior, you're a soldier, you're a commander, a general. Now you want to run away from the battlefield and take sannyas, become a vairagi? No, no. You act like this. Pick up your bow, your gandiva, pull it back to your ear, and kill the enemies, the dharmis, against the dharma. So he was taught how to act by Krishna. So Bhagavad Gita, therefore, Prabhupada glorifies, he extols the Bhagavad Gita in the purport by saying, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is the perfect book of action. It is a book of action for your dharma and your sanatan dharma. It teaches you how to engage in your dharma according to the modes of nature. And in Bhagavad Gita, it teaches us, the Bhagavad Gita teaches us how to act in sanatan dharma. Sarva dharman pritgaja mam ekam sharanam braja. Sanatan dharma means, ultimately your dharma, your occupational duty, your activity, according to your ashram and varna, is meant to come to this platform, samarpanam, tamabhyarchya. As it mentions in the purport, Prabhupada quotes the verse, tamabhyarchya, samarpanam. We should come to the platform of totally surrendering to Krishna. This is the ultimate action. This is the final action, the final point. So many other actions we will perform in life. And if there are actions against the Shastras, then we will not get any happiness. We will not get any perfection or satisfaction. And Krishna explains that also. In the Bhagavad Gita, as Prabhupada mentions, he's teaching the path of action. And as Prabhupada said, if you follow this, he said, the Bhagavad Gita explains everything for human understanding. Thus we can become happy. We can become happy. Susukam kartamavyayam. Even in the age of Kali. By doing our dharma. As guided by the Vedas. But if we disregard, if we throw away that dharma, Krishna explains also, oh, I'm teaching you how to act. Just like the mother sometimes says, you do like this, my dear child. You act like this and you like that. And then if you don't act like that, haribo, you get a crack on the back. So then there's, but if you act like this, if you act according to my instructions, then you know what you get? See, nice cake, nice ice cream, you get some gift. So we're rewarded for our good actions, and we're punished for our bad actions. So Krishna tells him, Bhagavad Gita, if you don't want to follow my path of action, which will give you happiness, success, and peace, then throw everything away. Yashastra vidyam utsrija. Kartate kamakarata. You do. Okay, you don't want to follow the Bhagavad Gita, throw it away. Yashastra vidyam. The shastra vidhi. You don't want to follow the vidhi, the yama, niyama, the rules and regulations. You want to be... do your own thing. I want to do my own thing. It feels good. Do it. Who needs this? Woo! Yashastra vidim utsrija. Throw it out. Reject it. Then what will be my guide? What will be my guide? Kartate kamakarata. My kam. Kamadev. Kamadev will be my master. Kandarpa will be my lord. And I will serve him very faithfully. Then what will be the result of that? Krishna says, if you act like that, what will be the result? He says, Yashastra vidim utsrija, kartate kamakarata, nasa sinam avapnoti, nasukam naparam gatim. He says that you will not be happy, you'll not nasukam, you'll not find happiness, you'll get no siddhi, you'll get no perfection, and you'll not param gatim, you'll not attain Vaikuntha. What to speak of Vaikuntha? You won't even attain swarga. You won't even attain material elevation unless you go by shastra. So this is Krishna's warning. Be careful. I'm telling you how to behave, but if you don't behave... That's why Krishna Prabhupada says in his purport, he closes the purport by saying that if we follow the actions, teachings of Bhagavad Gita, we will become happy even in the age of Kali. Because this Kali Yuga is symptomized by unhappiness. Everywhere there is unhappiness. Broken homes, broken hearts, broken minds. People are alienated and frustrated and disenchanted and unhappy. This is the age of disappointment and hopelessness, Kali Yuga. Welcome to Kali Yuga. This is what we're offering here. Please enjoy as best you can. So therefore, Krishna comes in the Kali Yuga, at the juncture of Dwapara and Kali Yuga, and he comes to teach action. So this is, in this verse, the demigods are glorifying Krishna for that, and they're saying, but they're letting everyone understand that they know, they understand, and we should understand that when Krishna comes to this world, he does not come into this world like us, with this kind of flesh and bone and body, flesh and bones and nerves and hair and teeth and nails. He comes Vishuddha Sattvam, with Vishuddha Sattva, a transcendental body. His body is made of Satchidananda, Sandini Shakti, Ladini Shakti, Samvit Shakti, all knowledge, bliss, and awareness, eternality, existence. So there, Prabhupada's mentioning these points in the purport, because that's what the verse says. He said, and then he stresses that we should know very clearly the difference between our body and Krishna's body. So that, of course, Brahma, another leader of the demigod, Yad Adi Kaviye, Brahma is also praying, because here, these are the garbha stuti by all the demigods. So Shiva's there, Chandra's there, Agni's there, Surya's there, so many demigods are there. Brahma's there. And they're offering prayers. So Brahma himself has also offered his prayers in his diary. He wrote one nice diary. It's called the Way of a Pilgrim. That's Brahma's diary. Brahma's diary is called The Way of a Pilgrim, or the Search for Self-Discovery, the Search for Self-Realization. It's a diary written by Brahma. But sometimes it's known by the name Brahma Samhita. Over the last 2 months or so, 2 months we've been teaching a course on Brahma Samhita in Vrindavan. So this book is actually a diary of his self-realization. How he was born in a certain way, in a certain time and place, and he was suffering in a certain anxiety of darkness and ignorance. And then he prayed, and then he did tapasya, then God came to his assistance, and he got some mantra diksha, then he did more tapasya, all these things. It's his transcendental diary of his self-realization. So in there, when he had the perception, he became acquainted with the ocean of truth by the mercy of Gayatri, Gayatri Mata, the Veda Mata, Brahma Gayatri. And then he had the spurti, or darshan, of the spiritual world, and he saw Krishna, and then he understood unequivocally and absolutely, this is the nature of Krishna's body. Angani yasya sakalendriya vrittimanti. Pashyanti panti kalyanti chiram jaganti. Ananda chinmaya sarujvala vigrasya. Govinda mari purusham samaham vajami. I worship that Govinda who has a transcendental body. His body is transcendental. He can do anything with any limb. So the demigods are saying the same thing here. They're saying, Satvam vishudham shayate bhavam stito. Satvam vishudham. Your body is vishuddha, completely, absolutely, totally shuddha, pure, transcendental, divya kalevaram. There is no difference between the outside of your body and your inside. It's not that you are an atma with a body. I am a jivatma with a man occupying or possessing or holding a man's body. Or am I am a jivatma witnessing or experiencing or controlling a woman's body. No. There's no difference between the outside and the inside. Krishna doesn't have veins and bones, and somewhere there's a spark of consciousness or a spark of life inside. His entire form, from his hair, from the top of his body, from his Keshava to his feet, Krishna Charan, it is all Chit Shakti, transcendental, spiritual. And the demigods are saying that Krishna comes in this body, and he comes to teach the path of action, which includes all of these different activities. These are the karmas that we should engage in. Because by doing these karmas and these actions, we will become shud. We ourselves, our consciousness will become purified. Chaito Dharvana Marjana. And then what will happen? We'll engage in these activities. Mystic yoga, austerities, penances, and ultimately reach samadhi. Ecstatic absorption and thoughts of you. So samadhi comes, the ecstatic absorption comes when we realize our Vishuddha Sattvam. When we come to the platform of Vishuddha Sattva and realize our Sarup, our spiritual form. So that Krishna is coming saying, yes, this is not you. You are not this body. As my body is completely Vishuddha Sattva, pure goodness, you also have a Vishuddha Sattva body. Right? Sarup, your perfect body. Siddha Sarup, Sarup Siddhi. Your perfect spiritual body. Which is made also, like my body, Like my spiritual transcendental body, your spiritual body is also made of this same element, Vishuddha Sattva, Chit Shakti, transcendental energy. And you'll engage in my service in so many different rasas. And then Krishna showed, look, see all these rasas? So he shows the path of action. But action has a beginning point or a foundation. It has movement or activities. And it has a final point or culmination, the goal. Where is it leading to? Where is all this action going to? This is called Sambandha Videya Prayojan. So the action that we're engaged in is the actions guided by Shastra. But where is it going to? This action of Dan, Tapa, Jagya, it's meant to bring us to this point of Vishuddha Sattva, the pure goodness, to climb up the ladder of the Trigunamayi, gradually climb up the ladder through the evolution of species and consciousness, evolution of consciousness through different species or bodies. Tamagun, animal life, right? And then gradually human life, which is mixed tamagun, rajagun. Then demigod life, sattvagun, rajagun, more sattvagun. But we have to climb, we have to transcend all these. As Krishna say, Mamjiyo bicharena sagunan samatityaitan. We must go across, we must cross over these modes of nature, not get stuck in ignorance or passion or goodness. Come to Vishuddha Sattva, pure goodness. And in that state of illumination, because Vishuddha Sattva, in Vishuddha Sattva, it means that the jiva is illuminated by the personal energy of the Lord. The jiva becomes illuminated by Vishuddha Sattva. Vishuddha Sattva is the Swarup Shakti of the Lord. It is His personal energy. Sometimes called Vishuddha Sattva. Pure transcendental energy. But that energy is spiritual energy and it is Swarup Shakti. Is Swarup Shakti. It is the energy of Krishna's own form. Because there's no difference between Krishna's name and His form and His qualities and His lila. There's no Krishna, no difference between Krishna and His energies, Shakti and Shaktiman. That's why in the Chaitanya Charitamrita it says, Duideya ek atma. That Radha and Krishna are two forms, two vapu. But they're one atma, they're one soul. Krishna is inside of Radharani's heart, Radharani is inside Krishna's heart. They are one. And that transcendental truth is established by the appearance of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna, Nahi Anya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Radha and Krishna. So, when Krishna is pleased, when He sees that we've engaged in activities and proper action, which has liberated us from the modes of nature, then He shines His personal energy, like the sun shining in a dark place, His Sarup Shakti on us. And then we realize, what is our Sarup? Because without contacting this Swarup Shakti of the Lord, we will not be able to serve the Lord or realize the existence of our spiritual body. So His energy, this Swarup Shakti, is made of Ladini Shakti, the power to love, the ability to love God and perceive God in a loving way and reciprocate with God in a loving way. This is Ladini Shakti, personified by Srimati Radharani. So this is one aspect of Swarup Shakti. The second aspect is Samvit Shakti, which means the power of illumination, the ability to know yourself, and the ability to know God, the ability to see God and realize God and perceive God, and the ability to perceive God within yourself and within others, and the ability to see your form and realize your relationship with God. That's Samvit Shakti. So these two come together, Samvit Shakti and Ladini Shakti, and they're called Swarup Shakti. Vishuddha Sattvam. So Krishna's body is made of this. It's made of Radharani. It's made of Ladini. And it's made of total cognizance and total awareness and knowledge and eternal existence. Unlimitedly. No limit. Anantarupam. As Brahma also prays. He says, you have Anantarupam. There is no limit to your form. Your transcendental form has no limit. It's not limited by age or size. Even when you're this big, when you're a few days old, 6 days old or something, when you're this big, you can kill Putana. Vast demon, 12 miles long. Right? 18 kilometers, is it? 18 kilometers long, Putana. Huge teeth. Teeth as big as, jet planes or something. Huge, huge teeth and hands. And Krishna's a little baby, 6 days old. And he just finishes it. So Krishna is anantarupam. He has unlimited forms, and any form that he exhibits is totally unlimited in its power and capacity and ability to do anything inconceivable. Achintya Shakti. So this is the nature of his Satchidananda Rupa. But we are also Satchidananda. Our form is also eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss or love. But it's limited. We're not Anantarupam. We have one form, not many forms. And we have a limit to what we can do in our one spiritual form within a context of a rasa. Of course, by contact of Krishna, by his will, we see that even the jivas can expand into many forms. And that's described by acharyas, Narada Muni and others, are seen in many places at one time. They're in Narayan, they're in Vishnulok worshipping Narayan. They're expanding and visiting 16 different thousand palaces in Dwarka. Then they're preaching in Magari the Hunter. Then they're all just traveling around playing Radhika Raman and their Veena. So many forms the jiva can have if the Lord wishes for him to expand or seva. That's also explained. At any rate, these are some of the points of the verse, and then Prabhupada quotes in the purport this verse from the Bhagavad Gita, Yajna Dhana Tapa Karma Nityajam. That these three things should never be given up. Yajna Dhana Tapa. So, we may think, well, now I've become a devotee, and they told me the philosophy here is chant, dance, take prasad. That's all. Well, yes and no. It is chant, dance, and take prasad. But there's also, as Krishna emphasizes in his book of actions, the law of action, the laws of action, Bhagavad Gita, he says, even spiritually advanced personalities should not give up yajna, tapa, and dana. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as we mentioned, setting the ideal example, yajna-charati shrestha, as a shrestha jana, as a Brahman, a shrestha jana, as a perfect human being, he was showing how to follow the path of Dharma by giving dana, and he did austerities. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu observed Ekadasi Vrata. He's God. He's Radha and Krishna, but he's showing you should do Ekadasi Vrata. This is anukul. This is favorable for bhakti. It is not against. And sacrifice, he did so many homas and yajnas, so many he did all the samskaras. He's a Brahmin family. He did all the churna samskara, you know, the hair cutting ceremony. Jata samskara, nam samskara, vivaha samskara, all the different samskaras were performed. So this is a type of yajna, a type of sacrifice. One type of sacrifice is called vivaha yajna, right? The sacrifice of marriage. So Krishna says that even a perfected soul, even a liberated soul, should not give up these three things. Yajna, dan, tapa. Dan means giving donations, giving charity. Tapa means austerities, vratas. So, in the Brahma Gita, in the 10th canto of Bhagavatam, Uddhava is preaching, funny thing, but Uddhava is preaching to the gopis in the beginning of the Brahma Gita. Then, after a while, they turned the tables around, and then they started preaching to him. Then he realized, well, wait a minute, I don't have too much to say to these gopis. Actually, I only have a few things to say. Then every single day, it's explained by Jiva Goswami, every single day he would offer six prayers to the gopis. Only to the gopis. And it's said that he wouldn't even, and he concludes these prayers that are very beautiful Sanskrit prayers, and very singing like songs, and then the last one is kind of a short meter. And he says, gopis, I offer you all my respects, and you are completely absorbed in giving satisfaction to Krishna. There's no other thought on your mind. So then the purport, Vishnu says that such respect and honor, Uddhava never even showed. He never displayed or showed even to the queens of Dwarka. Because he's a Dwarkavasi, he's living in Mathura, then he goes to Dwarka. They're basically the same, you know, Leela, with two sides of one room. And he's in Dwarka, and he's surrounded, every day he's seeing the queens, Rukmini Chandravali, he's like, Namaste, Haribo, Jai, Rani. Rukmini Rani Ki Jai Ho. But just social respect, Krishna's queens. But the gopis of Vrindavan, that's why Jiva says, this prayer where he's showing such respect, he never showed. And then previous to that, that's one prayer that he said every day, and he stayed in Vrindavan for 2 months, 3 months, some people say 6 months. He was several months in Vrindavan. And what he was doing, his whole goal there was to remind, to give a letter from Krishna, but then remind all the gopis and all the Vrijvasis about Krishna, about his pastime. So how did he do it? Because he never had been to Vrindavan before. So he really didn't know the nature of Vrindavan or Braj Leela. And he didn't read any of these books about, you know, tour guides of Vrindavan and all these different books that are available now. So when he came there, he said, he came in a very humble way. He said, "Oh, Nanda Maharaj, oh, Sridham Subal, can you please, can we walk?" So he went on a Trasikosh Prikama. Trasikosh. And he visited all the different fires with the Sakkas and with the Gopis, with Nanda and Yashoda and all the different Parishads of the Lord. And he said, "Oh, what is this very beautiful tree here? This beautiful Kadamba tree leaning over the Yamuna. What is this tree? It looks very effulgent. Is there something special there?" Because anyone who has developed their consciousness, what to speak of the Nitya Parishad of Krishna, like Uddhava, who's fixed in Sakyaras, as such an intimate advisor of the Lord, his consciousness is so pure that he can perceive there's something special about this place. Although he didn't know the specific Leela. So then he asked the Brijvasi, he said, "Hey Sridham, hey Subal, this tree looks very effulgent. What is the Leela here?" "Oh, Uddhava, this place is called Kaliadaha. And such a nice Leela here. Oh, just sit down, we'll tell you." So then they become completely premavesh. The Sakkas become completely premavesh, remembering their Sakya Leela with their beloved Gopal and Govinda. And they start telling Uddhava one by one. Then they go to the next place, next place, next place. So this is how Uddhava reminded the Brijvasis of Krishna in his absence. He just went around and said, "What's this?" Like a little child will say to his mother, "What's this? What's this? What's this? What's this? Why is that?" And in this way, the parents educate him and teach him and answer his questions. And then they facilitate the advancement of his learning. So in the same way, Uddhava, he simply asked questions and that inspired them. Because Shukadeva explains in the first canto that the one who inquires, one who asks questions about transcendence, and the person who speaks about transcendence or about Krishna both become purified in the process of exchange, or in the exchange of hearing and chanting, Shravanam Kirtanam, because Vishnu is the center. So Uddhava, he gave great, they really liked Uddhava, because he looked like Krishna, very beautiful, very attractive, beautiful swarthy complexion like a blue rain cloud, beautiful lotus eyes, moist on the corners, a little bit tinged red like a red lotus flower, and beautiful long black curly hair. And it, not only that, Uddhava was wearing Krishna Prasadi Vesh. He was always, and so what does that mean if you're wearing Krishna Prasadi Vesh? What does that mean? Because everybody's body has a Anga Ganda. Anga Ganda. You know, Anga Ganda. Your body has a smell. So Krishna's body is so sweet smelling, so fragrant. Madhurya Ganda. There's whole chapters written about it in Chaitanya Charitamrita. About the sweet smell of Krishna's body, his Anga. So his body smells like a Nilotpala, a blooming blue lotus flower, and Kapoor, and Kasturi, musk. You mix Kasturi and Kapoor and a blue lotus flower. And then you mix some Aguru and then different parts of Krishna's body. So when Krishna's wearing his dhoti, his Pitambara, then that dhoti becomes saturated with Krishna Sugandhi. Just like everyone knows, if you stay in a temple all day, then your dhoti kurta starts smelling like Agarbati, Thakurji's Mahaprasad Agarbati. And you go outside and someone says, "Oh, you smell so good. You know, what is that smell? What is that?" No, this is prasad. You know, Thakurji's incense. Just like someone smoking cigarette, he stinks. You know, cigarette smoker, his mouth closed. So Uddhava is wearing prasadi vesh, pitambara. Krishna pitambara, prasad. So he's smelling just like Krishna. He's looking like Krishna. He's smelling like Krishna's body. So the Brijvasis, even though they're in intense separation from Krishna, if they're smelling the fragrance of Krishna's Sugandhi, they're looking at Uddhava who looks, reminds them of Krishna, and then he's speaking about Krishna. Hari Katamritam, Tapta Jivanam. So their tap, their fire, they were burning. Tapta Jivanam. Their jiva, their life was burning, was roasting in the fire of Viraha Agni, separation from Krishna. So you can see Krishna by smelling Krishna. You can see Krishna by tasting Krishna. You can see Krishna by seeing Him with your eyes, Sakshat Darshan, Spurti, Thakurji Darshan. You can see Krishna by touching Him, Sparsha. You can see Krishna by Naam. But the best way to see Krishna is by hearing. So Uddhava was speaking about Krishna. He was just asking questions. Well, what did Krishna do here? You know, what Leela was here? And what is this Leela Stali? Then Subal, Sridham, Lalita, Vishaka, Nanda, Baba, they were all speaking. And then where they were speaking, then hearing about Krishna, just hearing about Krishna's Leela, then they were starting to see Krishna. And they became premavesh. They became absorbed, so much absorbed that they were seeing Krishna's pastimes. So they very much liked Uddhava. And we as devotees in the sadhu sangha, we very much like someone who reminds us of Krishna. At least if we're really a devotee. If we're an asura, then we don't want to hear about Krishna. But if we're a devotee, if someone comes and tells us about Krishna, his Leela Madhurya, his Rupa Madhurya, Prema Madhurya, Vena Madhurya, we become happy. We become satisfied. And the more we hear about Krishna, the more we start to see Krishna. So Uddhava was very much appreciated. So he was telling the gopis, this is just a little bit of introduction, not Uddhava, because we're describing this verse from Bhagavatam in the Gita where it says, yagya dana tapa, that the devotees, even if you're very advanced, you should not give up yagya, dana, and tapa. You must do. So Uddhava, he was preaching to this same Uddhava, he was preaching to the gopis in the beginning before he went on his Brajmandal Parikrama. And he was saying, my dear gopis, don't you know that Krishna can be attained, you can attain Krishna by yagya, dana, tapa, vrata, swadhyaya. And they were looking at the ground, scratching the ground with their toes, and thinking, this Uddhava, what is he saying? He's known as Uddhava Mahashaya. But he's speaking like Durashaya. This he's telling us to take shelter, ashraya, dana ashraya, tapa ashraya, to take shelter of dan and swadhyaya, study. We only know one shelter. Krishna Charanashraya. We only know the shelter of Krishna's feet and Krishna's Hasya Ashraya. We take shelter in Krishna's smile. Mukya Ashraya. In his Mukha Ashraya. Mukunda. What is he talking about? Anyway, go on, carry on. So this Uddhava is preaching to the gopis that you can attain Krishna by performing devotional service, which includes Yagya Dan Tapa. So as the demigods are praying here in the Garbha Stuti, in the 10th canto, chapter 2, that Krishna comes to teach the path of proper action, yad yad acharati shrestha, and that proper action includes dan tapa yagya. So Uddhava is trying to teach this to the gopis. So then in the purport, Vishnu Chakravarti says, yes, these things are favorable for us, dan yagya tapa. So dan means, Jiva Goswami explains that dan means that your karma phal, that money which you have accumulated, and gathered a certain amount of money, Lakshmi, due to your previous karmas, that should be offered to the Lord. The money you've collected due to your previous punya karmas, previous purva samskaras, purva punya karmas, gives phal, karma phal, punya phal. Which means Janmaishvarya Shuta Shri Veer. So Shri means you get money. Right? So you get this money due to your previous karmas, you should use it as an offering to Krishna. Yagyat Artha, what's it? It's there. Yagyartat Karmanon Yatra. This is a karma, the path. You offer this to Krishna. So then he says that this is dan. He said that anything you've accumulated you should give. And then if you have dan means yes, this will be done. And then tapa, austerity. We as devotees, we also do tapasya. Tapasya means we have Ekadasi Vrata, Janmastami Vrata, Ram, Nomi, all so many fasting days are there. But the real vrata is to control the mind. I mean, the real tapasya is to control the mind. Because the word tap or tapasya means to burn. To burn. Like a fire. It means like a fire, or to burn, or to shine. So, everyone's burning in the fire of lust, kamagni, krodagni, lobagni. We're kamesha krodesha, rajaguna samudbalaha. Kamesha krodesha, rajaguna samudbalaha. Everyone's in rajagun, and they have this bhav, they're full of this lust, anger, and greed, kam, krod, lo. It's burning like fire, tap. Constant fire. Akanda. No break, no cessation. So then, the devotee, he performs brata, ekadasi brata. So in ekadasi brata, maybe the devotee, he does nirjal, nirjal brat. And nirjal brat means no kana, no fal, no falahar, no jal, no pani, no water. Chobis ganta, 24 hours. And jagran, staying up at night. So when you subject the body, when you do this tapa for the body, you become very, very hot. Very, very hot. Intolerably hot. So that fire of spiritual or devotional, that ekadasi brata, that fire burns up the fire of lust, anger, and greed. So we also do tapasya. But the real tapasya is to control the mind in such a way that you do not become a victim to lust, anger, and greed. This is the real tapasya. So how do you control the mind? How do you perform the tapasya or the austerity of controlling the mind so that you do not succumb or fall to kam, krodh, lobh? To control the mind means you must engage the mind. Chanchala hi manah Krishna. The mind is like chanchal. It is like a monkey. Bandar, bandar, bandar mana. Monkey's here and the monkey's there. Or we say pagal, pagal mana. Crazy mind, monkey mind. Jumping, jumping, jumping. Past, present, future, past, present, future. Kam, krodh, lobh, kam, krodh, lobh. Like a crazy person. So controlling the mind means it must be engaged. So then you have dan, which we described, then tapa, now jagya. So by performing jagya, the mind becomes engaged in the service of Vishnu, and the mind becomes purified by the jagya. But the jagya is different in different ages. So in this age, Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sangopangashta Parshadam Yagya Sankirtana Prayer. You're outside? You can hear? This is Harinam. Yagya Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumedishaha. Sumed. One who has some intelligence, some brain, Medha, he will understand that in this age that Krishna has come, Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma Namara Prachara Tati Lagi Pitavarna Chaitanya Avatara, that Krishna has come in the Kali Yuga Avatar in the form of Pitavarna, Pilavarna, yellow incarnation, to teach this Sankirtan Yagya Sankirtana Prayer, Sankirtan Jagya. So although we may do samskaras, Vivaha Jagya and Jatakarma and all these different Jagyas, Dasavira samskaras, which are yagyas, and they purify the mind, they purify the consciousness, but the real jagya for this age is Sankirtan. So these are the three things. We engage in Harinam Sankirtan, the mind becomes pure, Shudamana, then we can think of Krishna, Manmana Bhavamad Bhakto Madhyajimam Namaskaru. Right? We can think of, with the mind is pure, Shudamana, then Krishna Mana. But Ashud, then Maya. Kam, krodh, lobh. So we don't give these things up. Dan, tapa, and yagya. So this one yagya, doing Harinam yagya, everything will be satisfied. Because there's so many anomalies, so many difficulties in performing jagya, homa, or jagya in Kali Yuga. In Treta Yuga, Tretayam Yajatomakai, it says in Bhagavatam, Krite tad yajato, dayato vishnum. So in Sati Yuga, Kriti, or age of action, yoga, in that age it was meditation, Vishnu dhyan, meditation. Krite yad dayato vishnum. Tretiyam yachato makai. Makai. Tretiyam. In Treti Yoga, it's jagya. Shvaha, 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 idam bhagavatam vishvasudeva, shvaha. So much. This is Treti Yoga. But in Kali Yuga, kalo tad hari kirtanat. Kalo tad hari kirtanat. In the age of Kali, the yagya is hari kirtan. Because if you want to do jagya in this age, there's so many problems. The first problem is, the most serious problem of Kali Yuga, is that you can't find a Brahmin. Without a Brahmin, you can't do jagya. Brahmin means samodamastapa-shotir-arjam-evaja-gyanam-vigyanam-gyanam-vigyanam-ashtikyam brahma-karma-subhavajam. Where is that Brahmin who's pure, and he's faithful in God, and he's detached, renounced, clean mind, clean body, not just clean clothes. Clean mind, shudamana, kam krod lo moha matsarya chordye, sab chordye. But now we see Kali Yuga Brahmins, they want money, money, money. Kamani kanak pratishta, lo puja. Jagat guru ashutar sata shishima chaturvedi shiromani vedacharya. Pratishta. Maha mega super guru. Where is the dainya, humility? Tikshava, Karunika, Surida Sarvadehanam. Anyway, so you can't find a Brahmin. First thing you need is Brahmin to do mantra. But if you're not pure, you can't chant correctly. Intonation and meter and all the proper accent. And slight mistake. And then instead of getting what you want, you get one asura, Vritrasura. You do your jagya, swaha, and Vritrasura comes. Ah! No. Go, chalo, jao. I didn't want you. But you made the wrong mantra. Mantra wrong. That's the first problem. No Brahmin, no mantra. Second problem is, no ghee. Haribo! It's all bice. What is it, bice? Buffalo? Bice, dalda, bice. If there's no shuddha gaika ghee, your yagya is completely bogus. Because Yageshwara is Vishnu. Yagyavai Vishnu. Yagyavai Vishnu. Who is eating that? Shwaha. Shwaha is Agni Dev's Patni. Agni Dev's Patni carries that to Agni Dev. The barley, the till, the ghee. Then Agni Dev gives it to Yagya Purush. Yagya Purush is Vishnu avatar, Chaturbhuj Narayan. He doesn't eat buffalo ghee. He doesn't eat dalda. He doesn't eat safflower oil. Sunflower oil. Tikne. Out. You throw in here, you say shwaha, and he says, no thanks. He says, no thanks. You put it like this, he says, thank you. Blech. No thanks. So big arrangement, big fire, big money, no result. So, Kali Yuga, Harinam. Harinam, 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 eva kevalam. Kalo anasteva, nasteva nasteva, gatir anyata. There's no other way. We do jagya, we do pran pratishta, we do murti pratishta, we do this, homa, we do homa. Yeah, not really yagya, homa is this little, But the main thing in Kali Yuga, if homa is there, then you have to have kirtan, nam kirtan. Because everything will be adjusted by this jagya. So even jagya itself, even homa, there are so many mantras to Vishnu. So there's actually the nam atmika, the life or the fall, whatever fruit you get from any homa is because there's nam there. Om, Vishnu. So om is also nam. Vishnu is nam. So the nam atmika is what gives the fall. So therefore, the mukya nam or prem nam of Krishna, the maha mantra, it will give you the most result, and the quickest result, and the topmost result. Golokera prema dan, harinam sankirtan. So this is dan. We're talking about yagya, dan, and tapa. So Krishna has come to give us dan. Usually everyone gives dan to Bhagavan. They go to Tirupati, to Venkateshwar Balaji. Hey Balaji. Hey Thakurji. Listen.
I have this business. I have a special business. And if I make big success, I'll give you half. I'll give 50% to you. So they make a little deal, business deal. They go, they whisper, and make a little... And then they give. Then they go and they do their business, and Balaji blesses them. They get Ashirvad from Balaji. And they make 10 crores, 20 crores, whatever. Then they come to Balaji and they say, "Hey, Balaji, you remember me? I kept my word. Here's 5 crores, 50%. Here, have a new diamond crown. Here a mukut." Very good. So they do like this. They make some... So everyone's giving dan to Bhagavan. Bhagavan dan. But just see the nature, the karuna of Bhagavan. That he comes into this world as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he gives dan to all of us. It's a reversal. And he comes and gives us a dan. He says, "Here, take it. Take it. I'm giving it. Golokara Prem, dan. Harinam Sankir, dan." Right? He's giving. He's giving the charity. He's giving Golok, not just any kind, not Vaikuntha Prem. Vaikuntha Prem is by Vaidhi Sadhana. Vaidhi Sadhana, you know, Sri Vaishnava, any Vaishnava, they go to Vaikuntha. But to go to Braja Gokul, to Madhurya Leela, to Ras Leela, that is Golokara Prem. Golokara Prem. That Prem is very rarely given. Only Krishna comes to show that Prem is Leela Purushottam. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he comes. He comes to give that prem. I came 5,000 years ago, I showed you Ras Leela, Holi, Julin, Banbihar, Sambhog, so many Leelas I showed you. Madhurya Leela. Leelam Madhuram, Hasyam Madhuram, Gavo Madhuram, Venam Madhuram, Gopi Madhura, Gopa Madhura, Yamuna Madhura, Madhuradhi Patera Kilam Madhuram. So he showed so much sweetness. Can you relish it? Can you taste it? Are you attracted? Are you Sankarshan? Are you attracted to me? I am Krishna. You see? My Leela is sweet. My Rupam is sweet. My Venu is sweet. My Prema is sweet. I am the Prem Purushottam. Please come with me. Dance with me. Sing with me. Eat with me. Play with me. Hey, no thanks. I'm busy. So everyone was busy for 5,000 years. 5,000 years in forgetfulness. Apohanam. Apohanam? Forgetfulness. And then Krishna said, "You stupid, you nonsense people in Kali Yuga. Mandasumanda matayo." Right? Mandasumanda matayo. You're so stupid, so slow, so lazy. Okay, look. I'll make you a compromise. So then Krishna comes down. The Kali Yuga avatar. Kali Kalera Dharma Krishnanam Sankirtan. Kali Kalera Dharam. So he comes to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement and to give Goloka Prem. Yeah, I showed it to you as Krishna. Now I will give it to you. And I will, and now I will not only give you Goloka Prem, Golokara Prem and Dan, but I will show you what happens when you receive it. So therefore, Lord Chaitanya displayed extraordinary ecstasies, sattvic bhavs, Korma Chaitanya. Korma Roop. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed this Korma Roop. And he showed so many incredible ecstasies. Achintya, sattvic bhavs. Inconceivable. Because he was saying, this is what happens when you're relishing, when you're a rasika, when you're relishing Golok Prem, and you're absorbed in Radha Bhav, in the service of Radha Govinda, in the Kunj Leela, then you'll exhibit, your tears will shoot out like a syringe, like a bichkari. Ashru will come out. Hair will stand on end. Romancha, Shwed, Kampu, Vaivarnya. So many different ecstasies you'll experience. So he showed all those ecstasies. Krishna didn't show these ecstasies. He kept them within. He showed his Leela. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed the ecstatic love. And that was mentioned. This is the ultimate point. Ultimately, samadhi. It says, Tavarhanam yena jana samiyate. Oh no, excuse me. Veda Kriya Yoga Tapa Samadhi Bis. Veda Kriya Yoga Tapa Samadhi. Samadhi. So then they probably translate this. The ultimate point is samadhi, ecstatic absorption in thoughts of you. So that is the personification of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was personified samadhi. He was walking samadhi. He was distributing samadhi. Nam samadhi.
Parinam Samadhi.
To be totally absorbed in thoughts of Krishna. What does that mean? It means Astakalya Lila Bhajan. Astakalya Lila Bhajan. Astakal. To be throughout the day and night absorbed in thoughts of Krishna Seva, Manasi Seva. This is the ultimate point. To follow the Brajvasis. To follow the footsteps of the Brajvasis and be absorbed in thoughts of Krishna Seva. Pratak Seva, then Purvan, and Aparan, and Madhyan, and Nisha, and Nishant, throughout the day and night. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he showed this example. He was absorbed day and night in the Gambira, in the service of Krishna, in Radhabhav. Then he distributed this great dan of Harinam Sankirtan. So it is our duty to accept it. Yes, I will take the charity. Don't be like Jagai and Madhai. Jagai and Madhai, they were resisting. Oh, Mahaprabhu, please, we're too sinful. We're too sinful to accept your charity. We cannot accept it. Please, don't touch us. Don't embrace us. Our hearts are black. We've done all sins, Jagai and Madhai. So Nityananda was preaching to them, please, don't be foolish, he's giving, accept his mercy, accept his charity, take it, embrace him. So then they surrendered, then they embraced Lord Chaitanya. And then Lord Chaitanya turned black for 1 second. So when they turned golden, they became golden and effulgent and shining. And Lord Chaitanya became black for 1 second, like a cloud, just to show that all the sins had... He absorbed all their papa, and he gave them ecstatic love of God. So Lord Chaitanya is standing in front of every one of us. Here, I've come to give you Golokara Prema. Golokara Prema, I've come to give it to you. We say, no, I'm not really qualified. I don't think maybe I... Not now, I have some second work I'm doing. No, we should surrender today, right now. Take this Golokara Prema. This is the gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. A very special, rare type of prem, Goloka prem. So we should inquire, what is that Goloka prem? What is it constituted of? How do I receive it? How do I serve it? And understand what it is. And this is the teachings of Rupa Goswami. This is the teachings of Krishnadas Kaviraj. Throughout Nectar Devotion, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ujjala Nilamani, discussing Goloka prem. And this Goloka prem is mixed inside of this Harinam Dhan, this Golokara Prema Dhan. It's in the Harinam. If we churn our hearts are like yogurt. No, dahi. If we churn our hearts with the Harinam Sankirtan, with Harinam, then what comes out of that, our heart becomes Shuddha Chit. And then from that pure heart becomes Vishuddha Sattva. Then from Vishuddha Sattva comes Surup Siddhi. Then we come Ras Prakash. We realize we have perception of our Ras with Krishna, our Nitya Lila, our Nitya Seva to Krishna. All this from Harinam. From this churning, from this chanting process. Then we come to the point of Nam Samadhi. Chanting the name and be absorbed day and night in the thoughts of Krishna. This is the perfection. This is what Lord Chaitanya came to teach. This is what all of his followers came to teach. To come to this stage of samadhi, where day and night we're absorbed in the Nitya Lila, Radha Krishna Nitya Nikunj Lila, Nitya Vrindavan Lila, Braj Lila, Nandagam Barsan, Radhakun Govardhan, Gokul, all these places, and serving there in our sarup. This is the goal. This is samadhi, ecstatic absorption and thoughts of the Lord in a loving rasa. This is the perfection. So this is where Dan will lead us, and this is where Yajna will lead us, and this is where Tapa will lead us, to receive this Golokara Prema Dan, Harinam Sankirtan. So we'll end there. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.